Welcome to the We Pick Rick audio blog. What do dirty tricks and accusations of kidnapping have to do with the 2012 Michigan primary? Well, they're both accusations and talking points of spinning the news out of the Romney camp. I'm Dave Davidson, and I want to ask my brother Dan what he thinks about this.
Well, Dave, Mitt Romney is already starting to spin a potential loss in his home state in Michigan the morning of the primary. Rick Santorum's campaign did pay for a robocall that went out to Democratic voters yesterday. And Rick Santorum has said, "We are reaching out to the Democratic voters. This is an open primary. These are the Reagan Democrats that we need in the fall." Now,
exactly. Yeah.
Mitt Romney would not be trying to say in advance that these are dirty tricks and that Rick Santorum is kidnapping the election unless he was worried about the results tonight. Romney went further to say that Rick Santorum is desperate. Well, I'm sorry, Mitt. I think you got it reversed. You're the one who's desperate. If you know, it's so close in your home state, this shouldn't even be happening. This should be a blip on the screen.
Yes, Dan. In fact, if you're campaigning in your home state and you're having to call down to your opponent, that's just further evidence that he's the one that's desperate. And saying things like kidnapping and dirty tricks, we know from, for example, Arizona, there were shenanigans with signs and buying tickets to the debate. That sounds like dirty tricks. I don't think anyone's trying to kidnap this except for the Romney camp spin room and places like the Drudge Report at this point.
Well, and, you know, Mitt Romney, it reminds me of the morning of Missouri, Minnesota, and Colorado, you know, just several weeks ago. The spin was starting ahead of time about potential losses, and they knew they were really going to lose big then. But this is a bad sign for Mitt Romney if he has to react this way. If you're a front runner and if you're leading in your home state, which he predicted last night, we are going to win our home state, you don't respond to a little robocall. You just, you know, go through the day and claim your victory.
That's right.
That they must have some internal polling. It's going to be a very interesting day. And he has already framed a potential loss as if he loses, it will be blamed on Rick Santorum's kidnapping, hijacking, dirty tricks of this election. And if he loses Michigan, that's going to be the narrative then that will be set as a foundation for all the media pundits going from here on out.
True, Dan. And you can imagine that if Pennsylvania was an early state and Rick Santorum was within a few percentage points, the press and the pundits would be saying that Mitt Romney is the presumptive front runner because he's so close to Rick Santorum. You know, Dan, we're going to be talking more about this on the We Pick Rick radio show tonight and every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday till Rick gets the nomination and he's president of the United States.
That's
go
right,
to
yeah.
radio.wepickrick.com.
Every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard. We'll see you then. Thanks for joining in today.